now is the perfect time to be looking for club root. As the years go on, as we find more club root, growers and agronomists are more diligent in looking, we end up finding more club root. So we've had a few new cases in new areas in Saskatchewan, which is unfortunate, and that will probably continue as the scouting season goes on. And as the 2019 official survey happens, I'm sure we'll find a few more cases, but we do have more cases in northwest Saskatchewan. But regardless of where you are in Saskatchewan, now is the perfect time to be looking for club root. So if you have canola fields, swathed or unswathed, now is the right time. Once you get too far after swathing, the club root galls, they start to break down in the field, and it's a lot harder to find. So now is the perfect time to be checking your fields for club root.
We should mention that the provincial program is still underway, and farmers can take their own soil samples and have them tested, and I believe that's no charge.
But yeah, that's correct. So 2019, we have another large provincial survey. So we're surveying 1,900 fields in Saskatchewan, some of it in the affected areas to get a better sense of, in these areas that have some club root, how much club root is there, how bad is the situation, and also looking at some new areas that we haven't surveyed before. But along with that, yeah, there is a free soil sample. So if you look on the Saskatchewan Ministries website or the SAS Canola website, you can get the links to it and get a free soil sample done. So this is a great way for growers, you know, maybe you have a patch and you're not sure if there's club root, or it's a soil test, so maybe it's something, a field, you had a weird patch last time you had canola and you're going to be planting canola next year. A great opportunity to double check that the patches that we were seeing in a field are something other than club root.
We've also heard a report of a new pathotype in Manitoba, but that's just similar to one that was already found in Alberta. So maybe tell us a little bit about that and that significance.
Yeah, so as we're finding more club root, we're finding different pathotypes. And as we see the adoption of club root resistant varieties across Western Canada, which is fantastic, we're also going to have the potential to select for these resistance-breaking pathotypes that we've seen in Alberta. So we have a couple cases of that happening in Manitoba. We have no confirmed cases in Saskatchewan yet, but a key takeaway for any grower is if you've planted clubroot-resistant varieties, that's a fantastic management step, but we still have to be scouting those varieties to make sure we're not having any clubroot forming on that. So whether you've confirmed clubroot on your farm before or not, checking all of your canola fields is good this time of year, not just the susceptible varieties, because again, anytime we can find clubroot earlier in small patches, we can mitigate that risk a lot better. Once it's in large areas, it's a lot harder to manage on your farm.
While you're checking for clubroot, probably wouldn't hurt to keep an eye out for blackleg and sclerotinia as well.
Yeah, especially right now, we have most of Saskatchewan's pretty wet. You probably have a little bit of time, a little bit of a break from harvesting. So if you are looking for clubroot, now is a great time to look for blackleg, so cutting those stems. So look for sclerotinia on the above parts of the plants. Look for those lesions. Cut the stems just above the soil surface to check for blackleg, and then pull the plants out to check for clubroot. If you're in the field doing one, you might as well be doing all three. Again, we can't do anything about any diseases this year, but it really helps us to change our management plan. We have to change rotation for next year. Should we have made that sclerotinia application? Are we happy with the decisions we made? Should we be switching varieties to have better either clubber resistance, different blackleg resistance genes? Now's the perfect time to take a little bit of time to kind of assess how this crop went from a disease standpoint, and what are we going to do? We need to change anything for next year, and what do we need to change?
In general terms, blackleg and sclerotinia, were there more cases in areas that had more moisture, especially up in that northwest corner?
Yeah, so sclerotinia absolutely is hugely moisture dependent. So in areas that if you had above average rain on the farm, parts of northwest Saskatchewan, especially you go towards that Lloydminster, really far northwest, had a lot more rain, and there we see a lot of sclerotinia, especially in the unsprayed. If you're in a drier region, it was a bit of a lower year for sclerotinia. For blackleg, again, does thrive in that higher moisture region. Blackleg is a lot more crop rotation dependent. So areas that have tight crop rotations, obviously it will be worse in a wet year, but if you have a tight crop rotation, absolutely something you have to stay on top of is checking for blackleg. If you have a longer rotation, you can have blackleg, but it reduces a lot of your risk.
Any other things that growers should be watching out for while we've got this little break?
Now is a great time to look at weed management. Are there some escaping weed patches that we should be controlling? Do I need to do a post-harvest application? Do I see some winter annuals coming? With all the challenges of being too dry in some areas, late rains coming, it's been a challenging year for canola, so we have some messier looking canola fields. So now's a good time to assess, do we need to change something up in my management plan? Do I got to do something else, or am I pretty happy with how my fields look? The other things we can be doing is counting stubble, especially on that swathed or cut canola. How many plants per square foot do I have? Do I need to change my seeding rates for next year? Now, as we start to get into pricing canola seed, it's a perfect time to say, well, do I have enough plants per square foot? Do I have enough crop competition? Am I maximizing my yield there? Or do I got to change something? So now is an excellent and easy time to throw a hoop or put a measuring stick out or something to figure out how many plants per square foot we have and whether we need to change that for going into next year.